So the Gemara says, "Ma'i tribulin." What does a tribulin mean? The Gemara says, "Tonisa." It's a tonisa. Rashi says that's a min eris. It's a type of cedar tree. For the Gemara, I have a question. It says, "Alocho hoisifo le'inat lachson v'yitzriblin l'chsosin ubnei suach." Says the Eredon to the Alochas of Shemit of Shrius, the Eredon these paris also, that these type of paris also have a nisa shmita on them. That this alachson, this type of a fruit, and ustriblin, this type of a fruit, it has nisa shvius. Now the question is, if you can think and tell me, ustriblin, turnisa, that ustriblin means, or turnisa, and the way Rashi learns, it means an eris, a cedar tree. So must the question, miisa b'shvius, is there nisa shvius upon a cedar tree? If it's now learn like this, zaklal, this is the general rule. Called Sheishla Ikar Yeshla Shrias. Anything that has roots that stay in the ground, so it has an Issa Shrias on Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shrias on the Paris. For called Sheimla Ikar, again, called Sheimla Ikar, anything that does not have roots that stays in the grounds is Ainla Shrias, it does not have Kedusha Shrias on it. So Chulig Mor means to ask the question that Eres also does not have an Ikar in the ground. The Rashi says Ainla Shrias, Mutalasas Mem Schera. So the question is that then Erez should also not have Kedusha Shvius. So how come here it says the Eredon Kedusha Shvius? So today they ask the obvious question, like an Erez tree, Lechur, it has roots. How about it something that grows? How about it has Kedusha Shvius? What's the Gomorrah's question over here? So therefore, what's the question? What is exactly what it was Rashi mean? To advise the Pshat, but today learns here, the Pshan the Gemara is Tonisa, not that the Havamina was, it was an Erez, a cedar tree, but it means a type of clay that comes out of the ground. So that does not have roots, that the Gemara thought does not have Kedusha Shvius. So how could you say Nehoi Sifun Aleim? That was the question, exactly what does its Triblin mean? On this the Gemara says, El Omer Rav Safra, Peiri the Arza, which Triblin means the fruits that come off the Erez, off the cedar tree. And these fruits do have an Ikar. These fruits do have Kedusha Shvius on them. And behind the same thing, Kiyosi Rav and Amar Abloza, Peiri the Erez. It means special fruits that grow off the cedar tree. So these type of fruits the Goyim use to worship their Avodah Zarah with. Therefore, it's also to sell these type of fruits to Goyim. Then the Mishnah says, Benois Suach, also type of figs. Sigmar says, Omar Rabba Babachon Omar Rav Yechanon Tini Chivrosa. It means white figs. White figs, these are special type of figs that the Goyim use to worship the Avodah Zarah. Then the Mishnah says, Uptatorois, Omar Rabba Babachon Omar Rav Yechanon Biptatorosayim Shano. It means to say these two type of fruits, either the figs or the Peir, the Yarza, with the stem. With the stem, that's the way they use it for the Avodah Zarah. Levoina, Omar Rav Yitzchak Omar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Levoina zak, it means pure frankincense. This they use for to burn and to smell in front of their Avodah Zarah. Tani, we learned umikulon meichum lehem chavila, that you're allowed to sell them a whole bunch of these, either peru diarza or bnei suach or levoina. It's just a small amount you can't sell. They'll use it for Avodah Zarah. You sell them a whole bunch, then it's muta, because we say for sure he's only buying it to sell it. He's not going to use it Avodah Zarah. Mor says, "V'kama chavila? How much is a chavila? Pirush Reb Yudah ben Maseira in chavila pchusim mishloish shemonim. Can't be less than gimel monim." So Mor asks the question: so what? Falechesh du mozel umazvin liachrini umekatri. Maybe this guy that you're selling it to, true, the first one is not going to use it himself because he's buying a mass amount, but maybe he's going to sell it to another guy, and the second guy will use it for the Avodah Zarah. So there still should be an issel if neiver. You're causing a guy to worship the Avodah Zarah. So Moran says, Omer Abaya, alifnei mafkadinan. True, a Jew has to be careful not to cause even a guy to do an avera. Rav lifneiver. But alifnei lifnei lemafkadinan. We don't have to be careful for like double removed. Here, when you sell to the first guy, that first guy himself will not worship. He will not use it. He's buying it to sell. What are we afraid about? That maybe that guy will sell to another guy. So it's like the guy is being over lifneiva. Now we don't have to worry about. We only have to worry about our Yisurim. Not about when the guy sells it to another guy. We don't have to worry about the guy's lifneiva. And we'll see later the Tosfos later the Eskel for Stirum that later the Gemara says if you're selling it to a Jew and you're afraid that Jew will sell it to a guy, it's also. Because if the one you give it to is a Jew, so that Jew has an Issel of Ne'iva not to give it to a guy. So the first Jew is also to sell to the second Jew. But over here, when you're selling it to a guy, mashma this first guy, a goyim do not have an Issel of Ne'iva. They don't have to worry about Lif Ne'iva for another guy. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to the first guy. You don't have to worry about that guy's Issa of Lif Ne'iva in front of the second guy. Then the Mishnah says, V'tana golovin, a white chicken. Omrav Yoyin, Omrav Zera, Omrav, Omrav Zvid, Nimrav Zvid, V'ikad Masni, someone like this. Omrav Yoyin, Omrav Zera, Tarnagol Lemi Muta. If a guy comes in and says, who has a chicken? So Muta, Lim Choloi, Muta, Lim Chola, Tarnagol Ofen, you're even allowed to sell him a white chicken. Since he said clearly, Stam, he wants a chicken, he did not say a white one, so we say he wants it to eat with, and therefore you're allowed to sell him even a white one. What about if a guy comes in and says, Tana girl love on me, who has a white chicken? Then also lim choloi, Tana girl love, and then it's also to sell him a white chicken. That's where Rav Zvid learns aloch. It depends. If the guy says clearly he wants a white chicken, it's also. If his stam says, who has a chicken? Then you're allowed to sell him even a white one, because we say he only wants it for eating purposes. So let's see. Tanan Vartan our Mishnah. If you do, I'm there. Moicher hu loi, Tana girl love. Yes, it says now Mishnah Tanan, Reb Yudu Omer, Moicher hu lo tanagol lovan ben hatanagolim. You let us sell a white chicken to a guy if you sell him amongst other ones. So hechidomi, what's the case talking about in our Mishnah? Hilemi, if you want to tell me the karma that the guy came in and said, tanagol lovan lemi, tanagol lovan lemi, who has a white chicken? So you want to tell me then afilu ben hatanagolim namiloi? Like, not tell me, but I mean the more yes. Then even if you want to sell him a few of them, for sure it should be yasa. Even though you're selling him 20 and only two white ones, it should be yasa. Because he has clearly for white ones, you know that he needs them for the avodah zarah. So that can't be the case of our Mishnah. El rather love to komar tanagolami. The guy came in stam and said, who has a chicken? And even in this case, the Rabbi Yehuda, the current Rabbi Yehuda, it's only muta to sell him ben hatanagolamin bifneyatz maloi. You can sell him a few chickens, and one or two could be white, but to sell him a white one by itself, it's also. So of course, not like Rav Zvid, lo tanakamo afilu ben hatanagolam namiloi. According to the tanakamo, bichlal, it's also to sell him a white one, even amongst the black ones. So why, according to Rav Zvid, since the guy only is for tanagol's time, it should be muta. So what's the kasha in Rav Zvid? So the Mora says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hocha b'mayas kinun. You know what Amish is talking about? The guy in the Yomar, Zeh v'zeh. The guy came in and said, listen, I want white ones and I want black ones. That's what the guy said. So that's the Machlokes then. That is what Tanakama says, since he mentioned white ones, you can't sell them at all. And if you don't know, since he said both of them, if you sell them a few of them, the other ones also, just like the other ones he needs for eating purposes, must probably the white ones also he needs for eating purposes. But if it only said Tana Gol Stam, it could be then it would be Muta. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that's more than. Whereas Tani Nami Yochai, bring a proof like this also. Tani Nami Yochai, we learn like this also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said in the Tesefta, Omer Rav Yehuda, Ei Mosai, Bizman Shom Tana Gol Ze Lovon. When do we say it's also? If the guy says clearly, give me this white chicken. Then it's also to sell him a white one. Avoloma zev zeh muta. But if he says I want white ones and black ones, then it's muta. Fiafilu oma tanagol zeh. Even in the case where the guy said I want this white chicken, or the kachavim shosim mishter lebenoi. If you know the guy is going to make now a party for the wedding of his son, or else you know this guy has somebody sick in his house. And then you have a right to say that he wants this chicken either for the wedding or for the sick person to become healthy with. So muta, then you're allowed to sell him even this white chicken, because then he's not going to use it for that avodah zarah. I call upon him to see clearly what Yudhi is talking about, that when the guy says zeh v'zeh, that's the shiloh, that there are sometimes, even when he says zeh v'zeh, that it's muta to sell him amongst other ones. Yeah. Now, Samar asked the question, what are you telling me now? that if the guy buys it for chasna, for the wedding, it's okay. I bought now, we learned before, Oyve kechavim sha'asa mishto lebenoi, a guy that makes a wedding for a son, and also lo'isa hayoim, v'yoisa yishpovad, that you're not allowed to do business with that guy, and at that day, the day he's making his wedding. Now, oisa hayoim, v'yoisa ish, miyuasa, that day and that person is also to do business with him. Why? Because by the wedding, we say he's going to be moida to the avodah zarah. So you see, the goyim, at the time of the wedding, do worship the avodah zarah. So how could you tell him here, you're allowed to sell him a white chicken for the chasna? So Moran says, Omer Rav Yitzchok bar Rav Mesharshio bitav zig tenan. Here we're not talking about a wedding, we're talking about stama party, like Rashi says, a party they make before the chuppah, stama engagement party. So by this party here, they did not worship the avodah zarah, therefore here they want the chicken for food, you let us sell them even a white one. Tanan learned like this in the Mishnah, Feshar kolat vor, all other things, stam man muti, let us sell them stam. Well, pirushin also, if they say clearly they want it for avodah zarah, then it's also. So now, my stam and my pirushin, what does the Mishnah mean, stam? What does it mean, pirush? Elaim, if you want to tell me, stam medekoma chiti chivrito. Stam is stam, the guy said, sell me some white wheat. So of course it's mutter. Pirushin means the koma lavoros kechovim. The guy said, listen, I want this wheat for worship, to worship the avodah zarah. The Gemara says, this can't be the pshat.